We're in the middle of Sha'ar Lashon Hara and Orchos Tzadikim, and he told us that there are six categories of those who speak Lashon Hara, and we're up to Hashishi, towards the beginning still of Sha'ar Lashon Hara. Hashishi, Hamasapi Lashon Hara ala Gaboyim, on the Gaboyim, Shem Ksherim, Vigovim, Ve'amun, Umachalkim, Ve'yirei Shemayim. They're Gaboy Tztaka, and they're kosher people, and they're honest people, and they collect honestly, and they distribute honestly. And you speak Lashon Hara about them. Hamasapi Lashon Hara aleihem, Shem Gon V'nat Tztaka, they must be stealing the money. Ve'nosim Panimosim Mishem, Rotim L'Kerovehen, that's very common. Oh, they must be giving it to their friends, their relatives who are poor, and they're playing favorites. Zeo Lashon Hara in Erech L'Ansho, there is no way to even estimate how, what kind of punishment. Why? Kigorim Shosim Gabam Mistalku V'yis Manu Acherim Ra'im Bim Koman, because these are good guys. And either they'll be fired, or they'll quit when they hear people, you know, speaking against them. And then you could have real bad people take their place. It's hard to find a good guy, and unless you know with really good proofs that this guy is the wrong guy. You are preventing good from those who give tzedakah, because now they're not going to give. And it goes, because they're the ones who are getting. Now they're going to appoint people in the place who, he's assuming they're going to be worse, honest. They're going to be worse, but he's saying if you have good, honest people, the likelihood that when you replace them with someone else, the other people are going to be worse. So you are mevatel true avodas Hashem. You embarrassed true avdei Hashem and their families. And instead of giving them kavod, which they deserve for doing their job in such a fine fashion, so not only you didn't honor giving them the proper kavod, but you destroyed them. Umoneh shagirei shemayim shelo gabayim. And other people say, not for me. Why should we take this job? The other guy was an honest guy, and they destroyed him. Oh, no thanks. Find something else to do. V'amru chazal, Lashon Hara horegeh shelosh bnei adam. Lashon Hara destroys three people. Ha'omro v'amakabla v'oso shenamar olav. The one who speaks, the one who receives, and the one about whom it is spoken. V'amakabla Lashon Hara al-chaveiro, one who is makabla Lashon Hara and his friend, ne'enash yoyser mimisha omro. Really? He says, the believer is punished worse than the speaker. Why? I don't know. It doesn't say. Let's see. Mesapir lashonar asur la. It doesn't say. Mesapir lashonar asur lador bishchuna. Some you're not allowed to live in the community with gossipers. Kol shekein leishav etzel lishmar divam. So you have to sit with them and listen to them.
Because if it wasn't for the listener, they would have no. They wouldn't.
I know, but if it wasn't for the speaker, I would have nothing to listen to. So it's a two-way street. And the speaker, the listener, is just doing it b'sheva tase, like as a general rule. When two people do the same avera, but one avera is done actively, one's done passively, so then the active one is much worse than the passive one. Here, I don't know. I don't know if that is that the Gemara, Meitzer Gemara, Nerchim. I don't remember. Oh, yeish ra'ah b'lashon hara, kim asap b'lashon hara chaver, oz hu misga'eh. One who speaks lashon about his friend, he's proud of himself. He feels good about the juicy gossip he just told over. Yir atzman tzadik be'enav. And a person, when we speak negatively of others, obviously, I'm such a good guy. I think very highly of myself, and I think very negatively about others. Ki achshav ploni yasek avgan hilosis. I'm better than that guy. You know what that guy did? Nimtushu misga'eh matzman tzadik be'enav. Not only speaking, putting his friend down, but he's putting his friend down, thereby boosting himself. If you would do a good thing and feel good about it, that's also not good. You know, proud of myself for the. I mean, a person should feel good when he does good, but he's saying, you know, I'm such a good guy because I did this mitzvah. That's bad. So here, I'm building my. If it's bad when I build myself up by doing a mitzvah, so how much more so when I build myself up by doing a veira? If he speaks Lashon Hara against orphans and widows, because as it is, they're suffering, they have difficult lives, and you're making their lives that much more difficult. One who says to his friend, where is there a fire? Only by Bob. Bob always has a good barbecue going. He's got the meat grill, he's got the fish grill. That's also Lashon Hara. Okay. That they, yeah, okay, I don't know if that's, here it sounds like Lashon Hara, it sounds like he eats a lot, but other places they talk about the fact that if I'm busy talking about Reuven being such a good host, so then the whole block is going to be lining up by Reuven, even though you didn't speak negatively about him, but you spoke positively about him in a way that's going to harm him. I'm not sure what his kavanah here is here exactly. So I was just quoting the Gemara. See how careful you have to be with Lashon Hara. Odh Avak Lashon Hara. Then there's the dust of Lashon Hara. Don't talk about Shimon. Anyway, I don't want to tell you what I know about Shimon. So you didn't say Lashon Hara, but that's Avak Lashon Hara because you made it clear that you have negative stuff to say about him. Don't speak about the good of someone. You're speaking positively about a guy, and the natural inclination of many people is to say, hey, he's not such a good guy, I saw him do X, Y, and Z. So you're speaking positively, and you have very good, positive, you're well-intentioned, but that just triggers others to speak negatively about that person. And therefore you shouldn't do that. Even though you speak positively about him, it becomes a curse. But if you're in a group that everyone likes him, so the mutter, it's not chamisha talmid oyler Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. You speak positively. If everyone likes him, so we're not afraid that someone's going to say something negative. Interesting, because we see that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai would list the praises of his students. It sounds like he would do it in public, and he wasn't worried that people are going to come to speak negatively about them because they were all one chabura. It's a joke. He's jokingly, not in an angry, hateful fashion. Like throwing bows and arrows and death, so is the person who tricks his friend and says, I'm joking. He acts like he's speaking innocently, like he doesn't think that the things that he's saying are considered Lashon Hara. But then when he gets rebuked for speaking Lashon Hara, he says, I'm not sure what he's saying. I don't know what was Lashon Hara. I'm not sure what the first part is saying. Eini yodea she'elu ma'aser shel ploni. Well, I made it up. I don't even know if he does these things. That's bordering on Motzei Shema. I'm not sure what that line means exactly. One more paragraph. Stop. Let's finish the paragraph. Next paragraph. Hamasaper dvarim shegormim hezek lechaver. One who speaks things that cause damage to his friend. Heim begufo, heim b'mamono. Whether physical harm or financial harm, I feel hatzelo lefchido to pain him or to fear, make him afraid. I raise the lashon. That's lashon. Omer devil chaver also the galo sublo reshuso. When someone tells you a secret, you're not allowed to publicize that. Without his permission. Anything said in front of three people, then it's considered as if everyone knows it. There's many different explanations of that Gemara over there in Erchin. So I think some days maybe. Chavetz Chaim, he has a whole arichas on this complicated sugya. Okay, it's not so simple, but he's saying here, if three people know about it, and when one of the three goes and repeats it, so it's not called Lashon Hara, because once three people know about it, it's considered public knowledge. The Chafetz Chaim limits this severely. Aval, if his kavana is to spread the word, then yesh mishum Lashon Hara. Okay, he's also limiting it. And if the one who spoke to the three told him not to repeat it, so I feel more if they rob it, even if he said it publicly, he tells them not to repeat it, yesh mishum still Lashon Hara if they repeat it. So it was a story where some student repeated a secret that was told to him after 22 years, and they still kicked him out of the Beis Medrash and said he is a secret revealer. How do you say that? Is that a word in English for someone who doesn't keep a secret? big mouth. Okay, stop here.